Hey, I got to tell you, I got a great show for you today, which you should really believe, even though I exaggerate a lot and extend the truth for theatrical purposes. Also, I'm extremely lazy, won't lift my finger to do anything. I won't help you out if there's a sandwich nearby. I won't even look at you. And if there's a bed and a pillow nearby, I'll just fall asleep while you're talking. I don't really care at all. But beyond all that, got a great show for you today.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I'm actually a very good person.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you today? Good to be with you. You know, I don't compliment you enough. Let's just leave it at that. Well, interesting show. Later on in the show, we're going to speak to an interesting person. He's an entrepreneur. He started a company called Birchbox something, and the name escapes me. But what he's basically saying is, why can't men care about the way they look? You know, like, what's the problem with that? Well, men should care. Women put all kinds of makeup and foundation and cement on their face, like they're building some type of a cosmetic building on their nose or something. You ladies, I don't even know what you look like anymore. I'm just like, I shouldn't say you look pretty. I should say you have a lot of pretty makeup on your foundation face. I don't even know what you look like anymore. I think the difference between what you look like in makeup and without makeup would make me pee my pants out of fright. Men, what you see is what you get. And actually, it may even be better than you think. So our guest later on is saying, men, you know, maybe they care about the way they look too. Why can't they look? Not that they should be putting makeup on, but they can groom themselves a lot better. And of course, I'm one to talk. I have a full beard and long hair. I'm not exactly Mr. Corporate or anything like that. I don't think I'd be hired by any corporation that had anything to do with making money. So I'm not one to talk. But later on in the show, we'll find out how men can look good too. All right. At about 3 o'clock in the morning, I got up to pee. Too much information? Probably. And I couldn't go back to sleep, so I turned on the television. I was watching I watch movies when I wake up in the middle of the night, rather than tweet. Well, I'm not the president. Nobody tweets in the middle of the night except for him. So I watch little pieces of movies, and that usually puts me to sleep quite easily. So I go to the Sundance channel. That's one of those movie channels on my little cable thing. Little cable thing. It cost me hundreds of dollars a month. Little cable thing. I don't think so. I think it's a big cable thing by virtue of the cost of it. So I'm watching the Sundance Channel, and there wasn't a movie on. It was reruns of the Andy Griffith Show, the Andy of Mayberry Show, which is just mindless, wonderful entertainment. And I go to a commercial, and I couldn't believe what I saw, and I'm going to pass it on to you now. There was a commercial, a one-minute commercial, from an evangelist called Peter Popoff. Now, I know the name is absurd, to say the least. I don't know if you've heard of this Peter Popoff guy. There was a day, kids, a lot of you kids don't know this, but there was a time back in the 70s and 80s where television commercials were inundated with evangelists. Evangelists had their own programs. They would spout the word of God and of Jesus and claim to perform. These evangelists could touch people in the forehead and cure their cancer and make them walk again where they were in wheelchairs before. Theatrical crap poop is what it was. So Peter Popoff was one of these guys. And he would. And the idea is that he would claim that he could heal you, and all you need to do was just donate to his ministry. Guy made a fortune. He made millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars until he went bankrupt in 1987, I believe it was, because he was exposed as being a scam and people stopped donating to him. A lot of the evangelists went off the air and went into bankruptcy because people all of a sudden started reading that these are scams. And so was the end of Peter Popoff back in the late 80s. He has resurfaced. He's like a whack-a-mole. He has come back. And that's the commercial that I watched last night at 3 o'clock in the morning on the Sundance Channel. And by the way, Sundance Channel, damn you for running that commercial. Damn you. I shall not be watching your little network anymore because you apparently are a commercial whore. You will take what is blatant scam. You will take the money in order to fill the one-minute commercial. You are whores is what you are, Sundance Channel, which I believe is invested or owned or created by Robert Redford, who I thought was a good man. Robert, open your eyes, clear up your skin. There's a problem on your channel. You're a whore. Your channel's a whore. And for the kids, I mean, it's an hors d'oeuvre of delight. Hors d'oeuvre. Anyway, the commercial, and I'm going to play it for you in just a second. What the guy is doing, well, you'll find out what he's giving away something for free, but when you get it, you get the guilt and you have to donate to his ministry in order to make this stuff actually work. You'll hear what I'm talking about. What bothers me the most is all the people who are saying this is wonderful and how Peter Popoff changed their lives. They're all black. They're all African Americans. There's not one white Hispanic, Chinese, nothing. This is an obvious hit on what they feel are the poor population of the United States. What a stereotypical piece of crap Peter Popoff is trying to sell you. This man is just a disgusting, disgusting thing. I will now, you listen to this commercial, and I think you'll be just as disgusted as I am. Hopefully you will be. Here we go.
Has always been to be in health and to prosper, and he's using the Miracle Spring Water to do just that.
I did use the Miracle Spring Water, and a few days later, hallelujah, I received a check from my employer for over $4,000.
I drank the Miracle Water, and I've anointed myself, and God blessed me with a job making over $1,200 a week.
I drank the Miracle Water. I have a brand new car. You wrote to me about love. I got a brand new love. You wrote to me about the relationship with me and my mother. It has been mended, and I just thank God so much.
So many have seen the miracle touch of God in their lives. You are next. Let me send you your free packet of Miracle Spring Water. It's absolutely free, no obligation. Take a moment to jot down the number on your screen and call now. I'll send you your Miracle Spring Water absolutely free without any obligation. You're next in line for a miracle.
I'm next in line for a miracle, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know that? I did not know that. It's almost like I'm going to win the Publishers Clearinghouse that I may have already won. What's going on here is this Peter Popoff is saying he will send you a free sample, a free vial of this miracle spring water. And he has three or four African-Americans saying that as soon as they came in contact with this miracle spring water, all of a sudden in the mail they get $40,000. Or all of a sudden they get another job for $60,000. Or all of a sudden they get a brand new car. That I guess had the keys in it. I really don't know. And they also, and oh my goodness, oh my goodness, they found a new love as soon as they touched the Miracle Spring water, as soon as they had a little drink of that. And of course, what you have to do is it doesn't work unless you donate to the ministries. He's scamming again. It's such an obvious scam, it's not funny. Some investigative work had come up with the answer. Peter Popoff, the evangelist, is buying spring water from Costco. Then he actually touches the large bottles of spring water that he buys from Costco, and then he pours it into little vials, and if you respond, he'll send you a little sample of it, but it won't work until you send him some type of donation. Peter Popoff could be like Trump, where it's not a scam to them. They truly believe that they are blessed by a higher being. I don't think that's the case. Peter Popoff's previous large scam were these miracle stones. What he did was he bought stones from a local hardware place. Seriously. And he touched them all and blessed them, and then he sold them as the miracle healing stones. If you hold these miracle healing stones in your hand, it will heal you. It will heal life's problems as well, not only physical but mental. That was big for him as well. This is a scam artist that is incredible. May actually believe that he is touched by the Lord, and anything that he touches, like stones and water, will also be blessed. I don't know. I think he's an all-in-all, he's just a scam artist. He just knows what he's doing. I'm going to play this for you one more time. I just find it so incredible that anybody buys this. And here's the thing before I play it. I remember a friend of mine, who is no longer a friend, by the way. We were talking, you know, we were both looking for chicks. We were looking for chicks. I was a lot younger. And he said to me, "Ron, have you ever gone to the mall?" And I said, "Yeah, why?" He says, "It's a great place to pick up girls." I said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "Here's what I do. I go to the mall, and as girls are walking through the mall, I stop them, and I say, 'Excuse me, but you're really pretty. Would you like to get a cup of coffee and see where we end up from there?'" And I said, "You can't say that to girls. They'll slap you." He said, "Ron, if I ask 100 girls, most of them will walk away from me, if not all. Some of them will be angry. Some of them may try to slap me. But there's going to be one or two out of those 100 girls. 98 will turn me down, but two will say yes. And I've been incredibly lucky, Ron, with those two." I said, "My God. That's the answer to life." And that's what Peter Popoff is doing. I will play my commercial for 100 people. Two of them, just two, will send me large amounts of money. And it will work every time. And you multiply that 100 by hundreds and hundreds and thousands and thousands, and you have unmasked a fortune of contributions. Interesting theory, and apparently it works. Here is that commercial one more time. Listen carefully.
God's will for us has always been to be in health and to prosper. And he's using the miracle spring water to do just that.
I did use the miracle spring water. And a few days later, hallelujah, I received a check from my employer for over $4,000.
I drank the miracle water and I've anointed myself. And God blessed me with a job making over $1,200 a week.
I drank the miracle water. I have a brand new car. You wrote to me about love. I got a brand new love. You wrote to me about the relationship with me and my mother. It has been mended, and I just thank God so much.
So many have seen the miracle touch of God in their lives. You are next. Let me send you your free packet of Miracle Spring Water. It's absolutely free, no obligation. Take a moment to jot down the number on your screen and call now. I'll send you your Miracle Spring Water absolutely free without any obligation. You're next in line for a miracle.
Time to open up the door.
I think what bothers me most about all of this scam is the fact that Peter Popoff, the evangelist, is using people's belief in God to scam them. If you believe in the Lord and Jesus, you will believe that this is all possible. That by touching these stones or drinking this miracle spring water, that things will actually come your way of a material nature. Except for that lady who apparently mended her relationship with somebody and she hadn't talked to them in a long time. She drank the miracle spring water and all of a sudden she's been mended. Oy. I'll tell you, it's enough to question if there is a God, because if there was one, God would strike this Popoff guy dead, like with a lightning bolt right through his penis thing, if he has one.
The one we've been waiting for.
When we come back, we'll speak to our guest.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
Hey, Kyle, how you doing there?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Kyle Bergman is a grooming and lifestyle expert at Birchbox, man. And he's been at one of my favorite stores, Bloomingdale's. I grew up in New York. Bloomingdale's was like 3 blocks away from me. Were you there? Okay. Probably not.
Yeah. You were on the Upper East Side?
Yes. I was on 63rd Street.
Yeah, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from our flagship store, or their flagship store, I should say.
Yes, right. At the time, yeah. I used to walk in there, and then, you know, if I had a date or something, I would go up to the counter, and they'd spray me, and I'd say, thank you very much, and I'd go on my date. It's very nice.
That's great. Well, nothing, I can tell you, nothing has changed there. It is the exact same.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Hey, Birchbox, man, is quite a thing. We're looking at a change in men's attitudes about their grooming, I think.
I agree.
Where do you think this came from? Why all of a sudden is that there's attention finally being paid to this aspect of our society, or are men finally saying, hey, I kind of want to be better?
Yeah, I think it's been a long time coming, and sort of in line with the trends that we're seeing in terms of athletic leisure and exercise becoming more and more prevalent, and fashion becoming more and more popular, like celebrities and professional athletes dressing more, you know, a little more like on the fashion side of things.
Yeah,
and that can translate to grooming as well. And so, you know, guys being able to talk about what products they use to moisturize, or if they use a face wash, or how to get rid of those ingrown hairs, it's just becoming more of a comfortable topic for guys to discuss.
It's funny because I do a lot of interviews on this program, and I talk about a lot of ladies' cosmetics and beauty products and clothing and stuff, and every once in a while, you say to yourself, why can't you do this stuff for men? What's the problem with us? How come you don't think we want to look better? I guess that's coming along.
Yeah, you know, it's a great point. And the thing that is very clever about kind of what we do is we just make it so easy for guys.
Okay.
And we're not asking them to go to the Bloomingdale's counter or to go into the Sephora and talk to a sales associate and see what exfoliator is best for them. We'll send them a box of samples to their doorstep, and in the privacy of their own home, they can try out everything from a beard oil to a cologne to a new hairstyler.
Wow. So what's really hot these days? Because the holidays are coming up. I know it's a little early to talk about that, but what do men secretly kind of want?
I think a lot of guys get really excited about those gift sets that have products from a couple different categories that they can try. Like, I mean, we sell some of the best and biggest brands that we carry, Baxter of California, Kiehl's, Jack Black. We'll be offering these sets from all of them that have a cleanser, a body wash, a hair styling cream, and I think guys are going to be pretty jazzed if their girlfriend, wife, mom, sister gives them one of these products that they can check out.
Yeah.
In addition to the sets, that's kind of something that does well every year, but we're seeing an explosion in the beard care category, beard oils, beard balms, and so we're really excited to capitalize on that trend as well.
Interesting. See, I've had a beard all my life. I keep it well-groomed, but I don't put any stuff in it. But every once in a while, I'm thinking, maybe I should do something for this thing on my face. But I'd be interested in this myself. Are women actually more attracted to a well-groomed man?
That is a great question. As a fellow dude, I cannot speak on behalf of our friends.
I'm sure you've done research.
You know, one thing I can tell you, Ron, is I urge you to try out a beard oil or two, because, you know, it's also like one of the tertiary benefits of it is that it can also be a great cologne and a great scent that you will carry along with you. So let me know how that goes, because I mean, they're great.
Yeah. So where would I go as a guy to find out what products may even be available to me? Because I kind of may not know that unless a woman... See, that's the thing. It's like women get this stuff for men sometimes. But I think what we're trying to do here is we're trying to get men to say, I want to get this for myself.
Yeah, and again, a great point. I would recommend that guys come to birchboxman.com. Mm-hmm. We make it very easy for them to fill out a grooming profile. Mm-hmm. You tell us what length your hair is, if you have any hair at all, if you have a beard, if you have a mustache, what your skincare concerns are, and then we'll use our algorithm to send you a personalized box of samples that are catered to your needs on a monthly basis. And so that's kind of like the tipping point. And from there, if you try out a sample that you like, you can buy the full-size product on our site. And yeah, it might be a little biased in saying this, but I believe that we have the best breadth and offering of brands out there today.
You know, it's interesting because a woman can go into many stores and find products for themselves. A guy, you can't walk into a Walmart, for example, and find men's care products that are of any quality, and I don't mean to put Walmart down, but I'm just saying it's not as in front of you as it is for women.
Yeah, you know, I agree, and I think that comes down to, you know, the marketing and understanding men's consumer behavior. We also don't, like, I don't want guys to go necessarily into a store and find their grooming products. You got, like, guys, go to the gym. Go hang out with your buddies, go to the tailgate, do whatever you got to do, and we'll send you the products to your house. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's the easier way of doing it, because a lot of men might even be embarrassed going into a store. Not that there aren't fine stores that do that, but this is the day and age of having things sent to you, and you kind of get catered to in that sense, and it's not a bad deal. So where do I go for this information?
Birchboxman.com.
Okay. Can I get a Birchboxman t-shirt?
Absolutely.
Do you have those too? That's pretty cool.
I have one for you. I mean, if guys sign up for our $10 or $20 box, they have the opportunity to get a gift with subscription.
Uh-huh.
But Ron, I mean, we have Birchboxman t-shirts in the office. I'd be honored to send you one.
Cool. Well, this is fascinating to me, and I think it's something that it's very welcome and should have come a long time ago. But with the, again, as you say, you know, with being able to send product to you on a regular automatic delivery basis of things you actually like, it's pretty cool. That's a technology deal mixed in with good grooming. And I always get concerned that people are going the wrong direction, wearing their pajama pants in public and things like that. I think it's time to start looking good and feeling good about yourself, whether you're a man or a woman.
I agree 100%. And, you know, speaking about concerns, it's when we ask guys to fill out the grooming profile, we in turn are able to collect a lot of data. And 6 in 10 guys that come to us are looking for help with skincare, and their number one skincare concern is aging. And so it's interesting to be able to provide guys with help in that realm.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. When I was referring to the case where women have all these products and men might say to themselves, hey, what about me? I'm getting older too. I'm also getting wrinkles, but you don't have stuff for me. But you do, and that's you'll find it here at the Birchbox Man. So that's good to know. Hey, pleasure speaking to you today, Kyle.
Likewise, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, there you have that, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're just about done for today. I have to go down to the little kitchen area off the studio here and have some of my miracle spring water, which I like to have with a donut, my miracle donut. And then I have some miracle coffee, and then it's going to be a miracle how I get through the rest of the day. But that's what's going to happen. Now I want you to embrace your miracle, ladies and gentlemen, and for just $99.95, I will send you my miracle spit. What I'm going to do is bless myself. I'm going to spit into a cup and send it to you. And for $99.95, all you need to do is, well, this is getting rather disgusting, but I think you understand my point here. If you could just, I'm not talking to you because my listening audience is extremely intelligent, but pass this on to other people. If you could just open your eyes and not be fooled again. I think it was the Who, which again, an Abbott and Costello routine. Who's on first? Remember that? I think it was the Who, the British rock group, that did a song, and I think the title was We Won't Be Fooled Again. That should be our national anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, have yourselves a wonderful day. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, I wish you peace.